Welcome back to another podcast. I'm Bob Furring, and Valeria Batras, our fitness director, keeps bringing in world-class people to work and speak to us here. If you don't know more about your health and wellness and what to do about it than you did at the beginning of the season, it is a you problem, because she has brought in people from Eisenhower. She's brought in independent contractors, and yes, we have a new one today. So, Valeria, please tell us the outline of what James is going to be doing here.
Yes, well, hello, everybody, and thank you both for having me today. James is a physical therapist, and he has done a couple of our lectures, so some of our residents are actually going to his clinic, and several people are aware of his services. And so the idea behind it, or the plan behind this, is that when we, and I include myself in the mix, when we personal trainers are working with somebody, it comes to a point when if it's a chronic, consistent pain, and it comes back and continues to come back, and we're not helping it with the personal training part of it, then at that point, we don't step out of our scope of expertise. Mm-hmm. And so that is when we as professionals have to say, you know what? You need to
go
see.
In a licensed
if it's a
therapist.
Mobility issue, we're going to recommend going to see a physical therapist. If it's more of a functional issue, we could fix it with some functional training. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, this is stuff that sometimes hard to understand, but we trainers know when we see something. So James, his clinic is located extremely close, so it's very convenient. I have been to his clinic myself to visit, and it's a well-equipped, everything you need is there as well. And he'll share more with us about if they take insurance or not. But again, you know me, coming from that background of fitness for the past 22 years, I want to make sure that the message is understood, that if we take if we take action, if we are proactive with our health, with our wellness, with our nutrition, with our sleep, if we take care of not just the physical, right, but the mental, the spiritual, all of it, I'm trying to look at the person as a whole from a holistic point of view. And when we run out of resources, then we need professional help that will help us literally hands-on, the machine that's going to vibrate on that muscle, that the special ice pack that we don't have at home. I mean, all of that will help us come back if there's something that needs to be healed.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, and how did you and James meet?
That is a good question. don't remember.
So Chet had set me up for a lecture series.
There you go. Ah. So Chet was a little seed they planted, and then I came on board and kind of continued the whole project. Yes.
Right. Yep.
Okay, so James Mawinney,
yes,
welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
And so why don't you take over the story from there?
Great. So I guess it's a good segue from what Valeria is talking about as a holistic approach. I'm not a big medications guy. In fact, I like to do everything I can to keep you away from medications, injections, things like that. If you've got pain, chronic pain or acute pain, those types of things. So we are looking at the person as a whole. We're looking at not just your knee pain, but we want to get that person back to whatever it is they want to do. So beyond looking at the one problem, looking at the body and the person and their goals, we can custom tailor a program to get you better, and then we love to turn them back over to the personal training team and that kind of thing. Because mm-hmm. long term, that's where they need to be. For short term, hopefully they're with us to get better when there's an issue.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I've learned a fair amount doing these podcasts.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I've learned is the source of the pain isn't necessarily where the pain is triggered from.
Right.
Do you expand on that a bit?
Yeah, so off the top of my head, I had a guy this morning. Actually, I've known him for a few years. He's a friend of mine. But he came in, and he's got some shoulder pain. He's got some pain about mid-back in the thoracic area, and he thinks he's got a shoulder problem, so he's been coming to see me for a few weeks. And he does have a shoulder problem, but he also has a neck problem. And so when he bends his head forward, the pain that he's complaining about in his upper back is coming from his neck. So if I do a massage on just his thoracic spine area and do, you know, joint mobilizations there, that type of thing, he's going to get some benefit from that. But I missed his neck if I'm not careful. So for him, you know, I didn't even really mess with his thoracic spine today. I just did some technique to loosen up his neck muscles, contract, relax, stretching type technique. And so he feels, you know, 90%, 100% better after 20 minutes of that treatment. And that's just to get him out of pain. So then, of course, we need to add in some strengthening and work on his posture. He works at a desk, so he's got neck pain because he's sitting with his head forward. He's got pain in his hands, which he didn't think about until we started talking about his posture and his work. So one thing is tied to another, and it takes the right kind of series of questions and tests and things like that to kind of tease out what the real problem is.
Well, yeah, just to belabor my own story for a minute, I have had knee pain for over a year. And although the pain was in the knee, I learned that my hips were out of alignment.
Right.
And putting my hips back in alignment made the pain go away fast. I was shocked to learn that.
So pain is one thing, and then let's say like balance would be another thing, right? So knee pain is a good predictor of you've got a weakness or an imbalance in those hip muscles, but also you could have a weakness and not have a pain, you know, but that could still be your high fall risk or that kind of thing. And we look at those hip muscles again. You look at the feet, you're looking at, you know, maybe you're a pronator and you don't have the right shoes and that type of thing. And maybe it's a technique issue where you're not picking your feet up and that type of thing. So we screen all those types.
I see. Okay, so tell us your background. How did you get?
So let's see. Long story, but I'll try to shorten it up.
We've got plenty of time.
So I started out in physical therapy, you know, 8 years ago I graduated from physical therapy school. I got to physical therapy school from a high school football injury. I broke my ankle my junior year. And I'm an undersized guy for football, but I love football. And so I was a linebacker and a running back, and every play I'm hitting people. And it was my favorite thing. So when I broke my ankle at the end of this game early in the season, I thought, this is probably the worst thing that could ever happen to me in my life. And it was for that, you know, few months. After they surgically fixed my ankle, my ankle was stiff, and I didn't have any strength or flexibility. So they sent me to physical therapy. And the lady I worked with, the way her approach to doing things, it was just kind of, it just stuck in my mind. I had thought I'd be probably a teacher and a coach because of my love for sport. But when I got introduced to physical therapy, and it let me get back into playing football, running track, powerlifting. I joined the Army after high school. There's a lot of running and high impact things you're doing there. So it just gave me my life back. I mean, I had nothing I couldn't do. And still today, my ankle is healthy and everything like that because of physical therapy. The doctor helped too with the surgery, but physical therapy was what bridged the gap between surgery and my life as I knew it and wanted it to be. So that was powerful to me. So that was, after that, I just knew what I wanted to do. So,
did you grow up here in the Coachella Valley?
No, I did not. I grew up in Nebraska and went to high school in Iowa, so the Midwest is kind of where I, you know, did call home. We've been here, my wife and my kids and I have been here for almost 8 years, and we love it. This is our home now, and we're here to stay.
Great. So just an observation, starting with Valeria.
Yes.
And the five previous trainers that I have interviewed here, every one of you came from a spot of personal pain yourself.
Imagine that.
Various injuries. And
we can relate.
But once you started feeling better, then you got thinking about making other people feeling better. It's remarkable that way. I guess that's the way people enter this field.
Well, we understand people's pain, so we also have, even though we may look tough at times, we have a very empathetic side as well, because we've been there. Something happened to us, we understand that pain. Sometimes we really, really understand if it's coming from the same type of injury. So I think there's a connection that happens almost immediately once we understand and become humble about the situation, you know?
Yeah. So tell us the name of your facility and where you're located.
So the practice name is Shelley Cooper Physical Therapy. And so the practice has been around about 30 years. It's located off of Country Club in Washington. It's across the street from a 76 gas station and a Subway. And then there's Dunn Edwards Paint Company is next to us. So that's kind of the little plaza we're in there.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there for about 8 years. As long as I've been in the desert, that's how long I've been working there. Mm-hmm. I took over the ownership about 3 years ago.
I see. And people here will want to know whether you take Medicare and talk about the billing paying practices.
So Medicare, we're in network provider. We accept Medicare, and so that's an easy situation for mm-hmm. anybody. With that, usually their secondary covers the majority, if not all, of the residual cost outside of what Medicare covers.
Mm-hmm.
Medicare replacement plans. If we take Medicare, then we also take Medicare replacement plans. So no problem with that. And then for our Canadian friends and anybody who's in a maybe they have an HMO and they still want to come and see me, that would be a cash pay situation, which we have fair competitive rates. We're not discount Dave's or anything like that, mm-hmm. but we offer quality service, you know, mm-hmm. and so we definitely have competitive rates with that.
Okay, and so you're coming to the health fair.
Yes.
So people will have a chance to meet you
right
at that time. I know that the trainers will be referring people to you. Do you plan to be physically present here at any other times?
Well, so I'd love to do more lectures next year. The business model, practice model we have for Shelley Cooper PT is mostly we do on-site at our location, our clinic for physical therapy. On occasion, we'll go out and do a home visit or something like that. But
mm-hmm.
I would say 99.5% of our work is in the clinic
mm-hmm.
and that type of thing. But I will be here for the health fair for sure.
Okay. So just take an example. Let's say that Valeria is working with somebody, nobody notices a problem, refers them, then what's going to happen?
Well, so obviously I'd speak to Valeria, find out, you know, what she knows about the situation, and she knows the person relatively well, so she could tell me what their prior level of function was and how the injury happened, that kind of thing. So then I would call the person and find out if they've, you know, seen a medical doctor or not. If they have, great, then they can probably get a referral that way. If they haven't, that's okay too. Let's say we're not sure if they need to see a medical doctor, right? I could screen them, you know, a series of tests and their history and their questions, things like that. Probably takes between 5 and 15 minutes to do a screen and get a pretty accurate diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's say shoulder. If I do 4 muscle tests on you and I do 3 different positions, I'm going to know pretty definitively if you've got a rotator cuff tear and you need to see somebody else for further diagnosis, or if it's a bursitis or something like that that's going to get better with the right treatment.
So I've learned another new term, and we all go to have annual physicals with our doctors, and you suggest an annual physical therapy physical. Please tell us about that.
So, Bob, the concept of an annual physical therapy exam, it's kind of what the practice of physical therapy is going to. And so that model gives every person the opportunity to get a full examination by the physical therapist. We're looking at range of motion for the neck, shoulders, the whole body. You're looking at getting questionnaires where you're looking at pain, you're looking at function, and everything like that. So when we do that, that's very powerful to have a strong baseline for their function.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to come to me this year, get the annual physical therapy exam, and then I don't see you again for a year, and you do another one, then one would hope that your numbers are as good or better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they're not, then we can speculate why, and we can go into further evaluation. But better to detect a problem early than to wait until after a fall or some other type of injury. And sometimes, you know, people move here and they say, well, I want to go do the yoga class. Maybe they're a good candidate, maybe they're not. They're not sure. Experts in exercise that physical therapists are, we would be a good resource to do a screen and say, you know what, I would think that's good long term. Short term, you need to do X, Y, Z to get you prepared for that. Or maybe go work one-on-one with the trainer before you get into a class so you don't get hurt and that type of thing. Oh, and there's another thing going on that I'd like to also mention. So one of my physical therapists on my team, which I have about 9 physical therapists working for me right now, is Natalie Saraban. And she's a doctor of physical therapy, as I am, and she's also a certified yoga instructor. And so Valeria was kind enough to give Natalie the opportunity to get back into teaching a class on-site here at Sun City Shadow Hills. And I'm going to go ahead and let Natalie do that on the clock. And that way, everybody can get their needs met. So she can teach a class, which will not be a cost to the members here. And, you know, she'll be a physical therapy resource on site here. Mm. And so any questions somebody has about physical therapy, they could ask her, you know, before or after the class. And she, you know, is going to teach a great class.
Well, it's been my experience that free classes are very well received.
So that's starting in April, Fridays at 12. So
Fridays
I'm very excited about that, yes.
Will it be here or will it be in
Montecito?
Okay.
So please come and attend is alignment and yoga.
And it will be sort of an introductory class. I think Valeria is going to send a blast out about that. But it's not a class that wants to scare anybody away. It's to get people where they're at and get them an intro to yoga. Probably introductory and also intermediate people would be happy with that class.
Okay, well, welcome to the team.
Thank you.
Valeria is assembling a terrific group of people here to keep us all healthy and active. And so thank you very much for coming in and introducing yourself
to us.
Thank
you very much for having me.
And for the audience, hopefully you enjoyed this and learned as much as I did. And if you did, please tell a friend. The way we are growing our audience here is word of mouth. And by the way, they don't have to be residents to listen to this. Anybody anywhere in the world can listen to these podcasts. And over time, we're hoping that creating this kind of an environment is going to make more people want to live here. So until next time, bye-bye.